This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab said Tuesday that Israel had violated his country's sovereignty with what he called a dangerous military escalation after Israeli and Hezbollah forces traded cross-border fire on Monday. Diab tweeted, quote, "I call for caution in the coming days because I fear that things will get worse in light of severe tension at the border." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hezbollah was playing with fire in comments shortly after Israel's military said it had thwarted an attempt by the militant group to sneak across the border. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Tuesday he will appeal his conviction of 7 criminal charges in connection with the looting of state-owned 1MDB investment fund and the 12-year prison sentence imposed upon him. The Kuala Lumpur High Court ruled the 67-year-old ex-prime minister guilty of abuse of power, breach of trust, and money laundering. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said his country's hard-won nuclear weapons were a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent. Charles de la Desma has this from Associated Press.
North Korean state media reports leader Kim Jong-un saying his country's hard-won nuclear weapons are a solid security guarantee and a reliable, effective deterrent that could prevent a second Korean war. Kim's comments before war veterans, marking the 67th anniversary of the end of the 1950-53 Korean War, again show how he has no intention of a... North Korean state media reports leader Kim.
We'll have more from that report a little bit later on. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 118 points. That's approximately 0.4 tenths of a percent. This is VOA News.